Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Neat or on the rocks? It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
We were giving up some runs, and then because of that, they were a two-dimensional offense and keeping us off balance a little bit there. So run defense usually starts with gap integrity, so we'll look at it and address it, and we've got to be better, that's for sure.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott, it was an ugly first half in Foxborough as we welcome in 13 WHAM Sports Buffalo Plus's Mike Catalana talk a little bit about yesterday's game. But they made the adjustments, Mike, and for as formidable as the Patriots' offense looked in the first half of the game, the Bills' defense stepped up and made plays where they needed to in the second half of the game. Welcome back in.
Yeah, it was methodical in the second half. That's what struck me. I said, when we've looked at these great, wild Josh Allen games, you know, crazy comeback, but the difference in those games was that the defense was still giving stuff up. Yesterday, they shut him down in the second half. I mean, what, they had the one play, basically the one play for a touchdown. The rest of the time, nothing out of the Patriots. And like you said, that first half was easy for Drake May, easy. And he walked them down the field. They ran it in. It looked like they were going to put up 40. And yeah, they did make the adjustments because May looked lost when he had the ball in the second half, and the Bills just kept it most of the time with their offense.
Yeah, I really thought, Mike, 2.5 minutes remaining, and after all that, here's May, here's the kid, you're home, this is the chance for the team. And it's Joey Bosa on a fourth down acting as a spy. Like, not just Bosa, but this defense, okay, it hasn't been where you want it to be, but veterans like Bosa, like Matt Milano, they're making plays when they need to.
Yeah, Milano looked like he was shot out of a cannon in the game yesterday. And he was talking. Like, Jenna was on the sideline. She's like, I've never seen Milano talk so much on the sidelines. Fired up during the game. Trey White made two really good plays. Yep. And, you know, they're playing the game without their best defensive player. And, like you said, that first half, they got run on. They did give up that one big play, obviously, in the second half. That was one of those, you know, AJ Finesse is usually pretty good about that. He can't duck underneath like he did, and then he takes it around the outside and goes on the backside for the touchdown. But honestly, look, McDermott, Babich have gotten a lot of grief, but when they adjust and make it better, you know, it's easy to say, well, why don't they just do it in the first half? I just don't think they're talented. honestly, they take more chances. They bring more pressure. They do different things in the second half. And they outcoached the Patriots yesterday. Give them the first half. Which half do you want? You want the second half. Brady was really good, and Babich and McDermott in the second half. It was they dominated the game in the second half.
And I think when we look back at the 2025 season, however it ends, I mean, this is the story of this Bills team. I mean, you could count, you know, how many games have they been in this situation where the defense looks average at best, and Josh Allen is bailing them out with an unbelievable comeback. You would look at the Ravens game. You could look at the Bucks. You could look at the yeah. Bengals. You could look at yesterday. And Mike, I just feel like, you know, they're making it almost routine that they can get into a hole and come back from that you know, insurmountable hole for most teams.
And look at even the games they lost that were horrendous games where the offense wasn't really that good. They still found their way. Could they play worse than they did in that first half against Atlanta? And then the defense was – they almost gave up that late touchdown. Remember the one and Rapp knocks them out of bounds at a half-yard line? And then the second half, they held them to a field goal. I mean, even in the Houston game, same thing. They still had a chance. So I don't know what it is defensively. You know, Josh Allen's Josh Allen, right? I mean, he's just – There isn't a Josh Allen on the defense. There isn't anybody remotely close to a Josh Allen on the defense. So he's the unicorn, and that offense really played well. But for the defense, look, that's what's going to give them a chance in the playoffs is the fact that defense has to be – well, they can't be that bad in the beginning. I mean, it's not easy to come back in these games, even though sometimes they make it look like it's easier. But you really do need better starts. Like, it's great when they come back, but you need better starts. And we'll see what matchups they get when the time gets to the playoffs and where they end up playing these games.
Getting healthier will be key, Mike. And we've had the debate of, all right, Bernard, maybe take a seat. I'll let the film people all figure out, okay, who was to blame there in the first half when it comes to the run game. But how close do you think we are to having that option of Bernard? And for that matter, Christian Benford all of a sudden shows up in the way they were talking about it. And, okay, they got away without having Benford yesterday too. So two big pieces. I know Oliver, maybe you get him back for the playoffs here, but what are you hearing on Bernard and Benford right now?
Yeah, I think Benford was close. I think Benford could play. I don't know what you do against the Browns this week. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be smart. And Shador Sanders, you know, so, you know, maybe you give him another week and let him go. I really like Shaq out there. I did not think Shaq had a particularly good game yesterday. That was just my observation initially watching the game. And if Bernard, the one break of him hurting his elbow is that maybe that ankle is finally better. And that's where I think people have been unfair with Bernard. We have seen them so depleted at the linebacker position in the playoffs. Is the worst thing possible that both of them are healthy going into it? It's almost like people want to push Bernard out the door. He's a captain of this team, respected player who has been playing hurt all year. So I'm excited to see him back on the field whenever that is. But Milano played like a guy who doesn't want to come off the field. So I don't know what the plan would be, but I think Benford will be fine, and then we'll see about Ed Oliver. That may not be until the playoffs if they can get him back on the field legitimately until they're in the postseason. So we'll see. But I do think it felt like Benford was close to playing. I mean, they didn't, you know, they made the decision. They didn't make the decision on Friday saying he's out. They waited until Sunday. So I think there's a good chance he's back.
And Mike, it's funny. Some of these injuries have led the Bills to kind of discover strengths in players that we didn't know that they really necessarily had. Ray Davis in special teams has been a revelation. And I don't know that I want Mecole Hardman returning to the field anytime soon if Davis is going to continue to do what he's doing.
So I was talking to Khalil Shakir in the locker room. And when we were done, I said to him, how about that kick return? And he's like, Ray is awesome. Isn't he? And he's saying to me, isn't he awesome? And I go, yeah, like, isn't it something like we thought that Ray, you know, made some strides last year that it's like, look, we didn't know what was going to happen with Cook. And obviously Cook has taken a step forward in what he is for this team. But Ray was pretty good when he had his opportunities last year. Not the case this year. He's gotten less and he hasn't been great there, but he has absolutely found the role of kick return. Like, he was a weapon for them yesterday. and he's done it for them. No, I'm with you. He's not coming out of that spot. He's staying there. So, and you know, they've given him more blocking. I think they had Alec Anderson back there one time, and you know, they have gotten him. Once he gets the hole to go, he's made plays, and that one to start the second half was incredible. So no, I don't see that changing at all. He's got the job, I would say, right now.
Yeah, Dawson Knox, going back to the Texans game, 15 receptions overall, two touchdowns against New England. And this is a player, Mike, that we all thought, all right, with cap ramifications, this would be, you know, you'd be looking at it. No, like, what has he meant to this offense?
It's been fantastic for him. And I didn't know what was still there. You know, life changed for him. Obviously, he was coming off a pretty good year when they drafted Kincaid. And if you remember, in that like perfect game against the Patriots, he played really well, had a couple of touchdowns. And then they go draft a tight end, and how it was going to be. And I mean, he's a great teammate, all those things. But it certainly changed what they, even though they had already paid him, it certainly changed in the way they looked at him as a player. But when they needed him against, I will say, in fairness, two teams who don't cover the tight end well, he's really stepped up. And look, Kincaid's made some plays for them too, and people will tell you the metrics say very positive things about Kincaid, but I've been impressed with Knox these last couple of games. I mean, he's even looked fast. Like, he's moved well, and you know, just had a baby, a couple of touchdowns, pretty cool for him. So you're right, Gene, because at that moment you're starting to think, is this it for him? They do not want that to be the case. I mean, he is one of those guys for this franchise, so he'd be a tough guy for them to move on from. But if he plays like this, I don't think he's going anywhere.
So one thing that we talk about the tight end production, and I think the big reason why we talk about the tight end production is because there isn't any production with the wide receivers.
Yeah.
Yesterday, outside of Shakir, you had wide receivers with just one catch on five targets for just 16 yards. That was the Josh Palmer catch. This has to get better, doesn't it, Mike?
Next year. It's not getting better. Look, Brandon Cooks, that was a odd pass, but it's Brandon Cooks. You got to haul that one in. He's got to catch it. That throw is there. Doesn't make the play. Keon got bailed out by, look, it is kind of funny to see Patriots fans. So here's what I would tell Patriots fans. There were a couple of very questionable, if not bad, calls went against you. But when your team blows a 21-0 lead, stop whining about the officials.
Please.
You lose the game because of the refs.
Lots of loser energy there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But Keon, he should have caught that ball anyhow. I know he made a block. Congratulate. It's great. He blocked. I mean, seriously, he's a second-round pick. Tyrell Shavers is a blocker. Does it all the time. He's the guy that is out there because he will block in the run game. He's your second round draft pick wide receiver playing on the outside. I know that's not a Gabe Davis strength, but I trust Gabe usually to catch the ball more. So I'm not exactly sure. They get nothing out of it. And I've seen people say, well, you're replicating the production with the tight ends. It's not the same. It's not the same for what it does. And this is just a tribute to Josh Allen and his greatness of making it work with whatever's in front of him. They don't need to have Justin Jefferson as a wide receiver. But obviously, this is, do we think maybe to say 32nd in the NFL in wide receivers? I mean,
it's the worst wide receiver room in the league. Yeah, I would listen to that.
I mean, I like Shakir a lot.
He's a three.
Yesterday, a slant, and he went downfield. Yes, use him that way. Mm-hmm. That was great. But they get nothing, really got nothing out of anybody else. So, you know, better be Dawson Knox and Dalton Kincaid and the backs. Can never forget about Ty Johnson. I like when the ball is in obviously Cook's hands, and I like it when it's in Ty Johnson's hands. And look at that. And Ray Davis doing it in special teams. So they are getting a ton, especially Ray Davis and Ty Johnson, who in the NFL world make nothing. Nothing. You know, Ray's on a rookie contract and Ty's what, $1 million, $2 million, whatever it was. They get so much more out of those guys than the Josh Palmers and Curtis Samuels. And, you know, it just hasn't worked with those guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Vegas, I would nominate for being worse than Buffalo.
Vegas is really bad. Yeah. Who do they have? Jacoby Myers?
No,
maybe?
No. Trey Tucker, right. Jack Beck, Tyler Lockett.
Tyler Lockett. That's it. There's always those guys that have been around forever. That was it. They don't compete. That's borderline. That's Max Crosby and a USFL team right now playing. Like they don't even really compete. But if you got to go down that far, that's pretty bad for a team that Josh Allen could very well win the MVP with, which tells you something again. But yeah, the wide receiver danger. I just don't see it improving. It's like when they're outside of Shakir, they trust Shakir. Outside of that, I just don't see it.
Mike Catalana, Buffalo Plus 13 Wham, our guest here. And Mike, when you're doing your Buffalo Plus show, when you're out and about, I'm sure this is going to be the one question that people are going to want answered. And we'll ask it to you right now. Do the Bills have a realistic shot at winning this division? I'm not worried about the Bills from here on out. I think they beat the Eagles now. My question is, do you think New England is going to trip up here? I can't even say the Jets. Of course, they're going to be the Jets. But will Miami give them a game?
So the way I was looking at it, so they're a game behind. And so it would be nice for the Bills if they lost to Baltimore, because it gives you the leeway there. They need them to lose to Miami no matter what, right? They can't win the division unless they lose. Well, they could lose to the Jets. Like you said, that's not happening. So they need to lose that Miami game. The Baltimore game, to me, is like if they lose that one, the Bills, I think the Bills could still lose, right? They could still lose to the Eagles and still
correct
win the division,
yep,
right? So it gives you at least a little leeway, because if they beat Baltimore and then you lose to Philly, then you're done. Now you're going to be two games back and it's not going to make a difference. But yeah, I think the way the Bills are playing now, I think there's a very good chance the Eagles clinch on Saturday. I think they're kind of locked into that third spot. You know, I can't see the Bears faltering. Like, when would the Bears ever falter?
I mean, come on, Mike. You're playing with my emotions now. You know, I wish the season ended on Black Friday. I wouldn't have to deal with the stress of what's going to happen now.
No, but it feels like that. So might be that. Like, if the Eagles clinch, we'll see who they end up playing at the end of the year, because they're not going to fall to fourth. Because that's going to be whoever wins the AFC or NFC South. So, yeah, I see them winning that game, and then you're sitting there going, all right, we take care of the Jets. And if the Bills win, New England's got to beat Miami in that last game. So Miami in the cold, that should work out. But do they have a chance? I would say this about the Patriots. They're really good. I was on the Patriots pregame show yesterday, and they were asking me, and I said, I don't think necessarily a loss for the Patriots is a terrible thing because of the way they played. I said, I still think they're going to win the division and blah, blah, blah. That's not the way you lose that game and it be a good thing. That was Drake May looked like it was too big for him. Mm-hmm. They looked a little scared. They got exposed a little bit in that second half. And I think it shook them a little bit. And Diggs can say all he wants about being a good loss. You lose a game just tough back and forth, and Josh Allen beats you, it's one thing. You blow a 21-0 lead at home and then 24-7 at halftime, and you blow that game the way they did, I think that shook them a little bit. So let's see where they are, starting with the Baltimore game. And then, yeah, I think there's a shot. I think when they're playing that last game at the stadium, it may not, you know, you're going to be scoreboard watching that Dolphins game.
Do you have a preference, Mike? Do you think that there's a better path in the postseason for the Buffalo Bills, whether they win the division or they're in as a wild card? I know fans want a home game. And I think that if you're a wild card, you could still very realistically have a home game when it's all said and done. Is there a better path?
Here's the way I look at it is I do not think they want to be in Houston, right? I think Jacksonville has been good. You don't want to have to play. That to me is not a place they want to play. Josh has never played well there. That defense, like if somehow you stayed ahead of the Texans and they're a wild card, and if you ended up playing them, you get them at home. That's one thing. I don't want to see them go down there. It looks like no matter what, if they end up against Denver, they're going to Denver, even if they win the division. That's what it appears to be.
Yeah.
So that would, you know, I guess there's still a shot at the one seed. I would say you're right. Like there's a path where you're fifth, but is fifth mean you're playing Baltimore in Baltimore? I don't know if you love that. Even, you know, they haven't been great, but if they get their act together on defense and Lamar is healthy, that's, you know, are you better off in another spot? Are you better off sixth, you know, depending on how it matches up? So you got Josh Allen, which is the big decider in all this. I'd much rather see them at home, I think, against any of those teams, but that may not be the case. So I don't know. I don't know what Pittsburgh's got left in them. But I think if you're a Bills fan, you should be rooting for Pittsburgh, because if they somehow win that division, that's who you want as that first-round matchup.
Mike, we can't even have a celebratory mood. The Chiefs are vanquished, but you don't want to be celebrating like this here, certainly. What do you think this looks like moving, going into 2026, knowing, oh gosh, you may not have your quarterback in September?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You know, it does feel a little like the end of their era here, which was incredible, right, to this point. I mean, think about it. They're good. So the Bills now remain the only team 4 straight Super Bowls. There you go. And that's great. But he's going to be coming back off of this. I don't know. Do you guys think Kelce plays again?
No.
Like, wouldn't this be his time to just go away?
Over.
Unless, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's been too good, as much as he annoys every Bills fan, he's been too good to look worse and worse on the field, and he did not help them this year. He had a few good moments. For a little while, he was putting up some numbers, but then he had some big moments where he didn't do anything. And I think at some point, you just move on, right? They need to revamp things a little bit. And then I don't know what Andy Reid's future is. Like, does he want to coach Mahomes in this next whole iteration of the team, where you revamp things a little bit defensively? They got decisions to make on McDuffie. Like, they have some big decisions to make and what they are on offense. So I don't know. It does feel different. And also, you know, Harbaugh with the Chargers, Bo Nix, whatever you think of him, and the Broncos, like, they're going to have a fight in that division now, just like the Bills will with the Patriots. So it's a little different. I don't think they're done. I don't think they're buried. Like, they'll never come back if Mahomes gets himself healthy. But let's also just say, I hate to see a player get hurt. It's terrible for them. It's all the rehab and everything they go through. But they were eliminated basically before this happened. That team earned their elimination this year. They just weren't good enough. They weren't. So I can see why it ended. That's a lot of football, a lot of big games. They just look like a tired team to me. But we'll see what happens this season for them. I'm not saying Andy Reid's going anywhere, but it wouldn't stun me Maybe he doesn't want to do that while Mahomes is hurt. I don't know. But at some point, Andy's going to say, you know, see you in the Hall of Fame, but I'm done. Hmm.
Before we let you go, Mike, got to get your take on the Sabres and the release of Kevin Adams, Jarmo Kekäläinen, now the GM. I could listen to both schools of thought. I could listen to the optimism of, well, it's about time we have something to look forward to. Now I could also listen to the optimism of, this is nothing more than a transaction, and we have to see what it actually means. I would imagine that there's probably more movement here in the coming weeks and months.
Yeah, look, they needed to do this. I will say, I have never seen such a drawn-out process for a general manager who, you know, it's just not like it's Lindy Ruff and you're moving on from him, who had big success with the Sabres. This is Kevin Adams. Like, I don't think he was good at his job. I think he was in over his head as GM, and there's obviously been issues with the franchise, but, you know, it just was an odd, drawn-out thing to do this. And it's not just that they brought in somebody who was with the organization. He also has obviously been done a lot, like in Columbus. He's got a lot of experience. So it's the type of guy I think you want. But to your point, yeah, we got to see what they do. You wonder what he asked for when he said he's taking the job. Like, is he going to have the ability to spend some money? Is he going to have the ability to trade some players that people wouldn't, you know, make a move? Like, what are you going to do? So I think we have to wait that out. But, like, this Kevin Adams time just needed to end, and it just dragged out. I mean, for weeks now, we're hearing, oh, Kevin Adams might get fired. I'm like, okay. Like, is anybody stunned? Nobody should be surprised. But and then the release they put out is odd.
It looks like, I guess my question for Terry Pegula would be, was Comic Sans not available as a font? Because you could just set it on a Comic Sans. It looks like a party invitation. It doesn't even look like a statement.
Font? I've never thought of font being more inappropriately used than on that.
Yeah.
Relieved of duties. It was like, that was just very, very odd. It should have just, well, never mind. That's just their press release. But just an odd way of treating the GM of a failed franchise. Like, hey, this big boy hockey here, you know, you move on from people, you know, wish them well. I know he's an organizational guy, but like, this team needs something. So, because you do have some talented players that you were wondering for when they're knocking on somebody's door saying, get me the heck out of here, you know, and you got to stop that before it's happened already. You got to stop that before it continues with the rest of the group.
Mike, you got another appearance this week. Tell everybody about that and what we can check out on 13 Wham as well.
We're in Buffalo this week. We are at Riverworks in Buffalo on Thursday. So Jenna, Dan, and myself will be there. That's a cool place. If you guys have ever been there. I had never been there until we did our first appearance. It's just right across the water there from basically downtown. And you see the big, like, Labatt's Towers there, the tanks and all. It's around the thing. They have Ferris wheels.
Yeah, they have concerts there, youth hockey. It's kind of a cool
setup. We are doing our podcast on what they use for the roller derby rink that they have there. So, yeah, Dan and I are going to be doing roller derby while we're there. So we're doing that on Thursday night and then getting ready to go to Cleveland this weekend. We've got our post-game podcast. We'll be talking to people from Cleveland. We'll be up at practice on Wednesday, you know, and the podcast on Thursday night.
Mike, appreciate the time as always. If we don't have the chance to catch up, hope you have a happy holiday season, bud.
Yeah, same to you guys.
There's Mike Catalano, 13 Wham Sports, Buffalo Plus. You wanted me to say something? I wasn't going to say anything.
No,
were you going to say something?
Yeah, there's so much going on.
Like, you wanted to say something.
No, are you kidding me? This has been the worst week as a Met fan. I thought for sure he'd be like tap dancing.
Happy to bail you out there, buddy.
Thank you for
Christmas cheer. Spread it. You spread it and good things happen.
I owe you one.
Too much. We're going to take a break and come back. We have more next. We're going to check in with Nate Geary, the Buffalo Bills Radio Network, in the 4 o'clock hour. We have plenty of time for your calls if you want to join us as well. Our number is 866-4326. That's the Good Smoke Barbecue and Pub Wingman line, 866-4FAN. Award-winning barbecue from Good Smoke Barbecue and Pub, 135 West Commercial Street in East Rochester, goodsmokebbq.com.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.